This is NPR.
Good morning. Citigroup has posted a loss of almost $10 billion. That's the largest in its nearly 200-year history. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It was the first quarterly loss for the company in a decade. So the company said it would have to cut the dividend it pays its shareholders and also conduct a thorough review of its operations. In a statement, the new CEO, Vikram Pandit, called the losses clearly unacceptable. Citigroup also said it's getting a cash infusion of $12.5 billion from outside investors, including its former chairman, Sanford Weill, and his family foundation, as well as the Government of Singapore Investment Authority.
NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting. At the same time, mortgage applications in the U.S. rose sharply, reaching their highest point in almost 4 years. Analysts say that's probably due to the recent drop in interest rates. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the increase in applications is a slight glimmer of hope on the housing front, which has been struggling for the past few years. President Bush is in Egypt today, meeting with President Hosni Mubarak. The leaders will hold talks for several hours before Mr. Bush gets back on a plane to Washington. Egypt is the president's last stop on his 8-day tour of the Middle East. He visited Israel, the West Bank, Bahrain, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates. Yesterday, he was in Saudi Arabia, where he asked OPEC to increase oil production, saying that soaring fuel prices are hurting the American economy. Crude oil prices have climbed above $100 a barrel recently. That's three times what it was when President Bush took office. Pope Benedict abruptly canceled a visit to Rome University following protests from some professors and students. The decision has sparked a fierce debate in Italy on the role of the church in secular society. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
The protest was spearheaded by 67 academics who accused Benedict of being anti-science and of trying to impose Catholic dogma on a secular society. The Pope is waging a strong campaign against stem cell research, genetic engineering, and abortion in Italy. Groups of students joined the protest, planning loud anti-papal demonstrations during the papal visit. Veteran Vatican watchers said that after hours of discussion, Benedict's closest aide, Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, advised it would be best to scrap a visit that would be remembered with TV images of a pope under tight police escort while protesters shout anti-clerical slogans.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reporting. And 25-year-old actor Brad Renfro was found dead in his California home on Monday. The former child star has long struggled with drugs and alcohol. In 2006, Renfro pleaded guilty to charges of attempting to buy heroin from an undercover officer. His first big role was opposite Susan Sarandon in the 1994 film The Client. He also starred in Sleepers, Telling Lies in America, and Apt Pupil. The cause of his death is still under investigation, but foul play is not suspected. A postmortem will be conducted today or tomorrow. More news is always available online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Celeste.
Thanks, Celeste.